This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
In Israel, where trees are highly valued, one tree is known as the king of the trees, and that is the olive tree. Not only is its oil and wood prized, but over the years, it has also become a symbol of peace, wisdom, power, and purity. Did you know that olive trees and olives are mentioned more than 30 times in the Bible? It was an olive leaf that a dove brought back to Noah to demonstrate that the flood was over. And Psalm 128 recounts one of God's blessings as having children like olive shoots. The Mount of Olives, which is located on a ridge just east of the ancient city of Jerusalem, is where Jews have been buried for more than 3,000 years. Indeed, my own great-grandparents are buried there. At the base of Mount Olives is the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus and his disciples often went to pray. Paul, in the book of Romans, also used the olive tree to describe the grafting in of the Gentiles onto the rich roots of the Jewish faith. Quote, "You, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root. Do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this, you do not support the root, but the root supports you." This verse has become a cornerstone of the fellowship ministry in helping Christians understand the rich and deep Jewish roots of their own Christian faith.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Find out how you can support the Fellowship's vital mission of bringing destitute and persecuted Jews from the former Soviet Union and Ethiopia home to the Holy Land by visiting us at holylandmoments.ca.